Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC embraces the winter season with organic RioStar grapefruit, fresh winter greens, and a variety of soups, with 9 neighborhood locations. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com.
Well, Nancy, in all the hustle and bustle of our just-concluded season, it's so easy to forget that the holidays are about more than just depression and the accumulation of ruinous credit card debt. They're also about overeating, and that's just what I've been doing.
Yeah, but Stein, is the beginning of a new year. You just wanted to get all the bad eating done before the beginning of the new year, or do you not care?
No, I just wanted to get a head start on all the bad eating before the beginning of the new year.
Did you have something in mind?
Well, I did, because I recently celebrated the 20th anniversary with KPLU, and the outfit gave me a gift card, which I used at the PLU bookstore to finally, I know you're going to be rolling your eyes, to finally buy Tom Douglas's Tom's Big Dinners cookbook.
Wait, okay, how many years have I been telling
I know,
you to buy
I know,
that book? How
I
many
know.
Years?
Many years, all of our
and,
years together.
Okay, and what did you make?
Well, I was leafing through it. I wanted to make everything. But I remembered a wonderful dinner that DeGroot and I had at Labuznik many, many years ago. And I went straight to remembering Labuznik in Tom's Big Dinner. And I made the caraway-crusted roast pork with the bread dumplings, which I had tried once before. Some other recipe was a disaster. And,
you know what? I've made
sauerkraut.
That. I've absolutely made that dish. And the dumplings came out fabulously.
Yeah, and they did this time, too. And so did the roast pork, and so did the sauerkraut. There were other items in that dinner, but I didn't make them all this time around. But it was just great, and we just ate like little piggies.
You know what? The next thing you have to try is the chicken with the it's the Asian dinner.
Well,
right,
the five-spice chicken?
The five-spice chicken. You have to put the chicken in the fridge overnight, so you set it up so that it gets kind of dried off,
right.
And you use a lot of star anise, and it's wonderful. I've made it many times, and I can't say enough nice things about that, as well as there's some nice baby back rib recipe in there as well.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll work my way through it. And I want to know what you've been doing. I know you must have been up to some pretty fancy cooking over the last week or so.
We got invited to a lot of people's homes. We had people at our house. There was a lot of heavy-duty eating going on. New Year's Eve, we went to our friends, the Watsons. We do this every year, and had like the big honkin' prime rib. It was excellent. And more desserts than anybody care to count. And then for Mac's birthday, which was Christmas Day, we had our annual gumbo fest. So he made gumbo, and he just came back from being in the South. He's been in Louisiana and eaten a lot of gumbo. And he went to one of John Besh's restaurants. So instead of making the kind of seafood gumbo that he usually makes with chicken and andouille, he did a duck gumbo made with goose. This was great.
Okay.
Our neighbor invited us to our house for a goose dinner, and we got the carcass, too. So he used that as well as two ducks. And can I say, like, some very nice things about the university seafood and poultry?
Okay.
This is a great outfit, and we got a couple of ducks there, and he roasted them on the Weber. So this was a really rich, really smoky gumbo deal over a matter of a couple of few days. And in addition, I actually made him a birthday cake this year. Guess what it was? It was from Tom's Big Dinners. It was the cornmeal cake with rosemary and lemon and polenta and a wonderful lemon icing. You got to try it.
I'll have to try that because I know DeGroot would love anything with lemons and cornmeal in it. Now, I'm going to post a link to one of your old all-you-can-eat columns about Labuznik, which also includes the recipe for that roast pork, and to the recipe for the cake that you described, as well as one to Tom Douglas's blog on Labuznik. It's going to be good reading. Go to kplu.org. And click on Food for Thought. Happy New Year to you, Ms. Leeson.
And to you, my friend.
Sitting in for Mr. Creosote, who's had an accident, and with Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.